Look what we found. Yes, Look What We Found, a tape transcribed program for young people heard at the same time each week. And today, well, look what we found, a lighthouse keeper.
Boys and girls, this is Don Selfer speaking to you, Look What We Found listeners, from a very, very special place. I'm standing right now at the top of one of the highest lighthouses in America, looking over miles of churning blue water. Now maybe you can hear some of it in the background. And right here below me, boys and girls, I see some huge rocks in the water just below Split Rock Lighthouse. Now these rocks are full of moss and they're all green and they're really a sight to see. In front of me, the water stretches to the horizon, while behind the lighthouse, there are forests as far as the eye can see. This is Split Rock Lighthouse, overlooking Lake Superior, the largest of the Great Lakes. Split Rock Lighthouse is built at the top of a high cliff of solid rock, and just a few feet from the bottom of the lighthouse is the edge of the cliff, which drops more than 100 feet, right straight down to the water. This lighthouse is one of the cleanest places that I've ever been in. It's completely made up of white brick, and to get into it, you walk up a circular staircase all the way to the top. And right now, we're standing in a room beneath the huge light that circles around here and gives warnings to the sailors at sea. But just now, I'd like to ask the keeper of the lighthouse a question or two. His name is Mr. Bennett. So, Mr. Bennett, would you tell us how high is Split Rock Lighthouse?
Split Rock Lighthouse is 178 feet. Above low water.
It is one of the highest in America, then.
It's one of the highest in America.
Mm-hmm. I understand that some of the most powerful lights can be seen as far as 100 miles out to sea by sailors up in the masts. Now, that's a pretty bright light. Just how far can the light from here be seen?
Well, it's been reported seen 60 miles from here.
60 miles?
60 miles.
That's some distance. Okay, now, Mr. Bennett, could you tell us why Split Rock was built at this point?
Well, it was built here because of the height above water, and it would raise the light up high so that it could be seen a long distance. And it's also to keep the boats off of the shore that travel along the shore here during stormy weather. And magnetic compasses they used in the early days were affected by the iron ore and mineral deposits all along the shore.
And so they needed a lighthouse up here to keep the boats on the right track. When was this lighthouse built?
This lighthouse was built in 1910.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, is the light in use all year around here?
The lighthouse is not used during the wintertime, from about the middle of December until 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the harbors are froze up and the Sioux Locks, the outlet to Lake Superior, froze.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it is in use, about how many boats can you see from here?
We can see from 3 to 24 boats pretty near every day.
Oh, that's a lot. I'm curious to know, why was it called Split Rock Lighthouse?
As far as I know, it got its name from the Split Rock River, although some say that the formation of the rock looked as if they're split.
Uh-huh. About how many guests do you have here each year?
Well, I'd estimate from 200,000 to 250,000 people on the grounds every summer.
My goodness, they must keep you awfully busy.
They do.
Well, now, something most people wonder is, how strong are these lighthouses? Is there any danger of their being blown over or damaged in storms?
Very little danger. They're generally built to stand practically anything.
And what is this one built on?
This one's built on a solid rock foundation, and it has a concrete base and built of brick.
The wind wouldn't have much chance of blowing this over.
No, it wouldn't blow it over.
Well, now, how is the base constructed for those lighthouses that are built out in harbors, away from shore?
Well, as a general rule, if they can, they're built on solid rock, or if they're made out of cribs, they're anchored to the either to the ground or the rock and underneath the water.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't be washed away.
I understand that lighthouses were first built in Egypt about 2,000 years ago. And at that time, they were just platforms that were raised on shore, and coal or wood was burned to give off light for sailors. Well, right now, we're standing under the light in the lighthouse here. Could you tell me what this light is like?
Well, this light is lit by electricity. It has a 1,000-watt bulb in it.
That's awfully strong.
That gives us the light.
Boys and girls, we'll try to describe this light, which we're standing beneath right now. First, in the middle, is a huge bulb. It looks probably something like the ones you've got in your lamp at home, but this one is a lot bigger. And this light is surrounded on either side by huge glass plates. They're called lenses, and they have about 150 prisms pieced together. And these lenses, I'd say, are about 3 inches thick and stand 6 feet tall. Now, this light is on a revolving mechanism here that swings around and sends its lights out to the ships at sea. Now, I'm going to ask Mr. Bennett just how often this light does flash.
Well, this light flashes every 10 seconds. And the whole lens floats on mercury. There are no bearings. And it's driven by an electric motor that keeps the lens revolving so that it's a steady flash every 10 seconds.
I see. Now, what should happen if your electric power supply should fail?
Well, we have a small generator that would start automatically as soon as the power failed. Within 10 seconds after the power's off, where the generator starts.
So that keeps the light constantly going all the time?
But all you'll see is a blink in between.
Well, that certainly is an efficient method then. Suppose I was out on a boat looking at this lighthouse. So how would I be able to tell the difference between this one and others by the light?
Well, every lighthouse have different characteristics, different flash. Some burn steady, some are flashing, some are group flashing lights, and some have different colors, as red and white. Some are blue.
Mm-hmm. And this light is a flash, and there are some that are steady beams, is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, to go back into history again, Mr. Bennett, where was the first lighthouse in the United States built?
The first lighthouse was built in Boston in 1716.
Well, now, Mr. Bennett, what does the Coast Guard use in areas where lighthouses just can't be built because it's too dangerous?
Well, they use light ships where a lighthouse can't be built.
Well, what are they like?
Well, they're a ship with, they have a light on their mast, acts as a lighthouse, and they have fog signal equipment and radio beacon equipment that corresponds with anything built on a crib or on shore.
Are there many of them now in the United States?
Well, as far as I know, there's one or two on the Great Lakes, and there's several along the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Who has charge of the lighthouses in the United States?
All the lighthouses in the United States come under the United States Coast Guard.
Okay, I know I'm going to ask you a few personal questions. How long have you been a lighthouse keeper yourself?
Well, I've 26 years of lighthouse and Coast Guard time.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as that goes, I've have about 49 years altogether, as I was born and raised in a lighthouse.
Well, that's very fine. Then you must have been around one all your life.
Well, practically all. In one or around one, practically all my life.
Well, what are your duties here on this lighthouse? What do you have to know to be a lighthouse keeper?
Well, you have to be a jack of all trades, and you have to know how to repair machinery, drive a truck, and do carpenter work, pipe fitting, plumbing, and you even have to know how to cook. On isolated stations, why, you have to be able to cook in order to eat.
Now, Mr. Bennett, are you the only one on duty at the lighthouse here?
No, I'm not the only one. There are two other men besides myself. There's three of us lightkeepers on duty 24 hours a day.
You all work at the same time?
No, we have shifts. We stand watch at night, six-hour watches every night.
And you split up the work, then?
We split up the work between the three of us.
Well, it seems that you have a pretty exciting job here, Mr. Bennett. Now, if I wanted to become a lighthouse keeper, how could I do it?
Well, the only way you can become a lighthouse keeper now is enlist in the U.S. Coast Guard, in the United States Coast Guard,
yes.
And apply for, after your boot training, apply for aids to navigation school, and they'll put you through school, and you had your schooling, they'll assign you to lighthouse duty.
Mm-hmm. Has anything ever happened here at Split Rock or at any time that you can remember that was rather exciting or unusual for you?
Well, there hasn't anything happened here since I've been here, unusual. Although years ago, either a year or two after the place was placed in commission, there was a steamer went aground about 2 miles east of this place.
I see. Well, now, what other safety devices are there for warning sailors? For instance, if they couldn't see your light in a snowstorm or in a fog, well, what do you do then?
Well, in a fog, we use the fog signal. And then this light doesn't have them, but other lights have radio telephones and radio beacon equipment to guide the boats.
Now, when foghorns are used in stormy weather, how can a ship that's out at sea tell which lighthouse is sending out the signal?
Well, every lighthouse fog signal has different... They have different tones, different blasts. Some are a long blast, and the spacing in every fog signal is different. So they can tell which fog signal they're listening to.
In other words, it's almost the same setup as with the lights.
Practically the same setup.
I see. Well, Mr. Bennett, could you tell us what your foghorn sounds like then?
Well, it has a blast every 20 seconds. The length of the blast is 2 seconds, and it sounds like this.
Because of these devices, because of more than 2,000 lighthouses, harbor lights and warning beacons, and because of men like you, Mr. Bennett, constantly on the job of protecting the men on the ships at sea, well, they can feel safe from the dangers unseen in the waters all along our shores. Well, thank you, Mr. Bennett, and goodbye, boys and girls.
Special thanks to Mr. R.E. Bennett, keeper of the Split Rock Coast Guard Light Station at Two Harbors, Minnesota, for his appearance on today's tape transcribed program, and to the 9th United States Coast Guard District for their cooperation in making this broadcast possible. Don Salper was our narrator, console technician D. Scheinblum, and our special engineering effects were by Larry Larson. Look What We Found is written and produced by Duane Zimmerman. And now, this is Don Stubbs inviting you to be with us at the same time next week to Look What We Found. This has been a Minnesota School of the Air presentation.